Dr. Ann Mason directs the Antiquarian Society.
Largely, the neighborhoods are based around the industries that many of the immigrants came to Plymouth to work in.
Many of these industries were on Plymouth's waterfront and elsewhere in town along the waterways, like Town Brook.
These were industries that produced all number of things, you know, beginning in the 17th century with grist mills, going into the 18th and 19th century, producing tacks and rivets and forging iron goods. And the largest industry in Plymouth was the Plymouth Cordage Company, founded in 1824 in what we call today North Plymouth.
Mason says the cordage, a rope-making company, really took off.
And eventually became the largest manufacturer of rope in the world, employing thousands of people.
And on the waterfront, another large company operated in the area now occupied by the former Isaac's Restaurant.
One company that was quite large on the waterfront was the Mabbitt's Woolen Mill Company. They produced all sorts of woolen textiles and men's clothing, men's suits.
Visit the Plymouth Antiquarian Society's Facebook page for the free live stream. In Plymouth, Bobby Clark, WATD News.